Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of dua, we're doing the various duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we can see from the various duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the words were short but very, very comprehensive, and it covered all aspects of life that are important as far as the dunya is concerned, as far as the qabr is concerned, as far as akhirat is concerned. So today we'll see, do a dua. The dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had advised Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu to make when he had asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a dua to read in salah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, after asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him to read this dua. An Abi Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu أنه قال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علمني دعاء أدعو به في صلاتي قال قل اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم متفق عليه وفي رواية وفي بيتي وروي ظلما كثيرا وروي كبيرا بالثاء المثلثة وبالباء الموحدة فينبغي أن يجمع بينهما فيقال كثيرا كبيرا. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu narrates that he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, teach me a dua, teach me a supplication which I could make in my salah. Ulama explained that when he is asking for a dua to make in salah, this will mean a dua to be read after the tashahud. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him this dua to read. What is this dua? Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta faghfir li maghfiratan min indik warhamni innaka anta al-ghafurur rahim. I understand that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was the greatest after Anbiya alayhi musallam. It is our belief that Allah had given him that rank, that the greatest person after Anbiya alayhi musallam was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. But look at the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is teaching him. It's a dua that's asking and person confessing his sins in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for forgiveness in such a great manner in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained that if this was told to the greatest man after Anbiya alayhi wasallam, how much more we should be asking Allah to forgive our sins. Anyway, this is the translation of this dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make this dua. He'd say, O Allah, I have wronged myself greatly. In other words, I have committed many sins. And none forgives sins except you. So forgive me and pardon me from your side. Be merciful to me. You are all forgiving, all merciful. What a beautiful dua. Say, O Allah, I have wronged myself greatly and none forgives sins except you. So, O Allah, forgive me and pardon me from your side, be merciful to me, you are all forgiving, all merciful. Ulama encourage that this dua should be read after the tashahud. So after the tashahud we read our durood, and after the durood normally there is a dua that's made. So various people will read different duas. Ulama explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu this dua. So on that basis, this is the best dua to be reading after the tashahud and after the durood. Anyway, then another narration has it, and Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought, and this is the greatness of the muhaddithin, is they'll gather all the narrations and they'll put the different riwayat in front of us to show us the different wording. This was their honesty, that was their truthfulness in terms of gathering hadith. It's, many times there will be variations in the words. They'll also bring that. They'll take the effort and time and bring it to our attention so that nothing gets missed out from the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So another narration has, and in my house. In other words, here he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, علمني دعاء أدعو به في صلاتي. Show me a dua that I can read in my salah. Here in the other narration it has, show me a dua that I can read in my home. And also the words were changed as much wrong. In other words, ظلمًا كثيرًا, it is mentioned as ظلمًا كبيرًا. In other words, where this narration is saying Dhulman Kathira, the other narration is saying Dhulman Kabira. The first translation was, I have wronged myself a lot. And the other one is, I have greatly wronged myself. And the next part of it is, So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi goes on to explain that there is a way to make tadbiq, to join up between both the riwayats. One is saying dhulman kathira, other one is saying dhulman kabira. One is saying a lot and one is saying big sins. How you join up, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says, the way to do it is to by is saying that dhulman kathiran kabira. In other words, oh Allah, I have wronged myself very, very greatly. Imagine, I have wronged myself very, very greatly. Who is told to say this? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Can you imagine me and you? We are full of sins from the morning to evening. Therefore, when we turn in dua and we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, we should confess our sins and ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us forgiveness. Allah is the one, the ending of this dua gives us a lot of hope. The last part of the dua, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh Allah, verily you are all forgiving and all merciful. In other words, when a person is saying this, he has full hope that Allah will forgive him. There is no such thing as a Muslim losing hope and a mu'min not having hope in the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is there for us all the time. We must have hope in Him that Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. This is the magnificent, magnanimous Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that we got. Despite the gunas we commit, Allah Ta'ala is happy to forgive us. It's just for us to turn in repentance. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.